This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabayim. So yesterday we had a very important revelation from the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim taught us that in the end of days, there'll be two groups of people, and they'll both expedite the coming of Mashiach. Those who remain steadfast through their mitzvahs, through their Torah. Those who are antagonistic, they make it more difficult for those who are on the straight and the narrow, and they too expedite the coming of Mashiach. The Chafetz Chaim says, you know, for 2,000 years, the modus operandi of every Jewish father and mother was to give over the tradition that they received from their parents from Sinai, and it was the desire of every child to follow in the ways of their parents. And all they did was, their cheshek was to learn Torah and to do mitzvahs and to do the will of Hashem. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it was not really that imperative for Mashiach to come, because the situation of the religion was steady and true. Even though maybe you would ask, you know, there were periods in Jewish history where the pressures were so intense, many people did forsake the religion. But overall, for the most part, the way the generations progressed, father to child, and therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, we wanted Mashiach to come, and the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to bring the Mashiach, so if we're awaiting, if we want, and he wants, no, what's the problem? The Chafetz Chaim says it was to give us more reward. Hashem did us a favor, because when Mashiach comes, we lose reward for hoping for Mashiach. Our reward for being Mekayim Mitzvahs is small, is mitigated, and therefore, in order to increase our reward, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not bring the Mashiach. Let's continue. Aval kol zeh kishahakabalah miyusodei hadas. This was when the tradition of the tenets of the religion, v'sharshei ha'amuna, and the roots of our faith, hoisa chazaka, were strong, v'loi shum rifyoin, and there was no slackening, b'kiyam ha'Torah, in the fulfillment of Torah v'hamitzvahs, and mitzvahs mitzad ha'amuna, meaning for 2,000 years, for 1,800 years, nobody slackened off. Nobody said, you know, maybe I'm not going to go to shul today because I'm not sure if I believe in the whole thing. It didn't happen. Aval, but says the Chafetz Chaim, now, in the end of the 19th century, the beginning of the 20th century, Ba'is Hazois, in this time, Shabbam Nasenu Harabim, in our many sins, Kamu HaParitzim, the wanton ones have risen up. Those who have breached the fence have risen up. Vayichalalu Das Kodesh, they profaned the holy religion. How did they do it? Al yidei riboy sifrei amal, through the abundant books of iniquity, videos, chavshiyos, and secular ideologies, asher yafitzu bekarvam, that they disseminate among the people. Kibu kemat eshalheves ho'amuna hatohira milev tzirei Yisrael. They've pretty much dampened the flame, extinguished the flame, the pure flame of Emuna from the hearts of the youth. Chafetz Chaim is observing again that in his times, the secular influence of the Yiddishists, the Bundists, the communists, the socialists have basically extinguished the flame of Emuna that burned strong for 1,800 years. V'harbe hischilu lemoin b'kabbalas avasem, for the first time in history, children did not want to go in the ways of their fathers. Now, let's go back. You know, we alluded to the question, you know, in Spain, in Portugal, people converted. So why is this the first time we note this phenomena? The answer is, there, the parents converted. So of course the children went along. But never in history did the parents say to the child, kind, Moshe kibel Torah miSinai, and the child said, no, thank you. It never happened before on a grand scale in the history of the Jewish people. There were conversions. But that's because the parents converted. Umayasa ben shalayechta. But in the 19th century, 20th century, it's the first time in history the Tata says, Masar li Yeshua, Yeshua l'zakenim, l'zakenim l'nevim, l'nevim anchik l'zadar, and the kid said, I'm done. Because of the influence of all the above-mentioned movements. And the children, v'harbe hizchilu l'moin mekabas avasim, for the first time they began to refuse the tradition of their forefathers. V'him chachomim be'ineyem. And in their eyes, they're wiser, neged kol doros hakoidmim. In opposition to the earlier generations, all the earlier generations. V'chol hachachomim u'nevoinim u'kadosha elyon. And all the wise, understanding men, holy, supremely holy, all the chachamim unavainim of the earlier generations, shebechal hadar shahayil faneinu, that were in the generations before them, shemasru nafsham al kol chukei mechukei atar, that gave over their life for all the various mitzvahs of the Torah, nikle kavoidam be'eneihem, their honor was disparaged in their eyes. V'af neged Rabbi Yisena Balei HaMishnah HaGemara, and even their perspective and attitude of the masters of Mishnah and Gemara, Shehayu K'malachi Maraim, they were like the angels on high. Matzu Eza Mehem Azus B'Nafsham, some of them found the audacity in their soul, L'daber Negdam, to speak against them. And now for the first time in history, the parents are loyal and the kid says, no, thank you. And the kid has the audacity to criticize Gedolim of earlier generations, even Mishnah, even of the Gemara. Oy lanu shekach osa b'yameinu, woe to us that this has happened in our times. Vehu kinevuas chazal, this is like the prophecy of Chazal, shechutzpa yaske, that brazenness has proliferated. Shegodal ad ma'oid b'amasin rabim, it's become so powerful. Umamela ein b'yicholas ha'avos limser kabbalasam hane'amana l'habanam yisoy de'adas. Umamela, the parents don't have the capacity to give over the tradition to their children, the tradition of the tenets of the religion. The chavivas haTorah, and the love for Torah, the hamitzvos, me'achar shi'amanu lekavu, because the children refuse to accept. So now we can no longer say, well, Hashem, you know, it's better for us for Mashiach not to come, so it will increase our reward. Yeah, but we can't increase your reward, but not at the expense of wholesale defection from the Torah and the mitzvos. There's no benefit that will accrue from the length of the galus. Since if the tradition of Yahadus is being severed, we're moichel toivois of the arichas hagolus, giving us more schar. Not only that, but says the Chafetz Chaim, we find an even new phenomenon. Children are influencing their parent to defect. We see the opposite. Shahabanim, that the children, yifalu gam halavay sarah, I have a bad influence on their children. Ubal karchay yachish v'yimaher hakadosh baruch hu hageula. Hashem has to hasten the redemption. Lifkoy echinayim ivrois, to open the eyes of the blind. Lirois ba'ar amitis, to see the true light. We'll continue here tomorrow, but I want to make a very important point. Okay, actually, let's read to the end of the paragraph. Ki cholila layazav HaKadosh Baruch Hu banav sheyutchu. Heaven forbid, God will not forsake His children, that they should just be cast away and leave the fold of chedachsiv, like the pasuk says in Shmuel, levilti yidach mimenu nidach, so that nobody should be cast away. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this point, He's not going to let this happen. Ki heim banav b'nei b'churav. We are His children, His choice children. Asher netalam, that He has carried unasaham and lifted mimais olam from yesteryear. So we might ask that lamaisa in the times of the Chafetz Chaim, Mashiach did not come. Even though Chafetz Chaim says that for 1800 years it was a toiva that Mashiach didn't come because it increased our merit. But now, with wholesale defection, where for the first time in history children have the chutzpah to cast aspersions of great tzaddikim of earlier generations, even Mishnah, even Gemara, and yet the Mashiach did not come. Can there be more chutzpah yaske than that? And now we're almost 100 years later. But the words of the Chafetz Chaim give us a lot of hope. And that's because, and I'm afraid to say it, but we can't not say it. As much audacity as it is to cast aspersions on Gedolim of yesteryear and the sages of the Mishnah and the Nevi'im and the Gemara, and it's almost, how could you even contemplate the notion that there could be more chutzpah than that? Nevertheless, maybe, apparently it was a toiva that Mashiach didn't come until now. Because at the end of the day, Klal Yisrael experienced the Holocaust. Ve'im kol zeh shimcha loy shachachnu. We did not forget Hashem, even though there was tremendous hester upon him. And we rebuilt ourselves. And we have Torah today. And we have yeshivas. And we have limudim. You know how much this magnified the schar of Klal Yisrael? The fact that La tevach yuval, la haroi guliabid ulamako ulacherpa, but uvachol zois shimcha loy shachachnu. So apparently our schar was magnified even more than what the Chafetz Chaim describes. But now I think we could say we've fallen to the extremity of chutzpah yaske. Because you know what's more brazen than casting aspersions on earlier generations? To have the audacity to challenge basic human decency and identity. To live in a world where chutzpah has reached the extent where people are pushing the envelope on more than just casting aspersions on earlier generations, challenging just plain decency, common sense of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, and be it Zachar u'Nekeva, to that audacity, that chutzpah is beyond even than what the Chafetz Chaim talks about. So perhaps we hope that's the chutzpah yaske that Chazal are referring to. And we hope that, and we're confident, if Hashem delayed the coming of Mashiach, certainly it was lahagdil ar schar. But now we've reached a chutzpah yaske that there never was in the history of the world. So we'll pick it up over here tomorrow. And what we're learning is that every phenomenon we encounter, it's a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lahagdil scharenu. But as the generations pass, the conditions that present itself only magnify the possibility of the coming of Mashiach. So, I wish you all a wonderful day. Bracha v'hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.